Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, welcome back. Sorry, producer Matt and I were having a little conversation there. We are 12 days, something like that, from the PGA Tour resuming. Let's bring on a guy who covers the PGA Tour as well as anybody. He's my favorite golf writer. He and I have spent plenty of time together in press tents over the years. Bob Herrig is the senior golf writer for ESPN, and he's joining us now on the fan hotline. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm dodging the virus, and that's the big objective right now.
Yes, and I think it's going to remain a big one for a while here. Yeah, it's crazy times, that's for sure.
So let me make an assumption, and you tell me how far off base it is. You and I know what it used to be like to cover the PGA Tour. I'm going to guess that it's going to be much different now, and there will be a significant fewer number of guys out there who are going to be covering the PGA Tour.
Absolutely. It's going to be a different world, and obviously given what's going on, I think we all have to take a step back and understand that that's just going to be the case. You know, I think there might even be some frustration about it. It's going to be harder to do our jobs. We're going to have less access. They're going to want to keep us away from people. They're not going to allow as many people in interviews. And look, all of that's understandable. You know, it's just how it's going to be. But, the numbers will be down. They won't credential as many people. So it's going to be a lot different. It's certainly here in the short term, over at least the first couple of months. And, you know, hopefully as things get better, then things will expand again as well.
It would seem to make sense to me that, you know, they are going to cut down on the number of people on site covering the golf, and you would have to assume that those that will be on there will be of the bigger outlet kind of variety. ESPN, Golf Week, the Golf Channel will be around. It may be more difficult for the local smaller papers to cover these events.
Yeah, that's true. It sounds to me as though they're going to let the local outlets cover them. For example, at Colonial, Dallas and Fort Worth will be able to have people there. And I'm sure their local TV stations will be represented. But as far as the print media or the digital media, it's going to be they're keeping the numbers small. Maybe 25 people tops. And I think some people the businesses is hurting too. So people are going to have difficulties with travel and spending the money. I know in our case, at least right now, they are not letting us travel. Colonial will be, and that's due to the health concerns. They just don't, They just don't want us going yet, and I kind of get it. You know, we have somebody in the Dallas area, so that person can just, you know, make it a day trip. I think eventually that's going to loosen, but there's all kinds of considerations with companies, employees, and travel right now too. So it's crazy. You know, it's a crazy time, and even though things are reopening, it doesn't mean that everybody is rushing back to go, because we all know how serious this is.
I'm not in any big hurry to go jumping on an airplane anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. When you're, let's be honest, you know, we've for basically 3 months now, we've pretty much all, you know, been within our little bubble of a world, you know, maybe, you know, venturing out a few miles from our homes, not much farther than that, you know. Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
You know, you weren't going to go to, you're going to the store. I mean, we've been allowed to play golf down here. I live in Florida. But I mean, you know, beyond that, I mean, things weren't open. Why would you drive very far? So the idea of like going to an airport, going to a hotel, you know, those things that, you know, people are going to have to kind of stick their toe back in the water to get used to doing those things. I happen to think that, you know, given all of the concern, most of those things are going to be fairly safe. There's so many restrictions in place, but you know, there is risk. I think there is risk in sports resuming. I think everybody understands that. It's a matter of controlling the risk and keeping it as confined as possible to keep the environment safe. But that doesn't mean stuff can't happen.
Bob Herrig from ESPN is joining me this morning. Bob, if my math is correct and what I have read is correct, we are about 12-something days from the start of the resumption of the season. And if I read correctly, the guys who are not in the country or have not been, they would need to now be in the country to go through that 14-day quarantine.
That's correct.
Is that correct? And have you heard of any guys getting over here?
Yeah, I actually, this past week, I did a story on Matthew Fitzpatrick from England who returned last Saturday for that reason. He has a place in Florida. He got back last Saturday. He's 7 days into the 14 days. He wanted to get over here and be here for 14 days, so he had enough time to travel to Dallas-Fort Worth. And, you know, he is basically required to stick close to his place. He's allowed to go to the grocery store. He said he is allowed to practice as long as he's by himself, to not be around anybody else. Now, how that is enforced is another matter, presumably, you know, if he were out and about somewhere and something happened and he were asked for his ID and, you know, they would see where he's from, then he'd be presenting himself with some issues. Now, you know, how long we can survive, or, you know, people, athletes like him can continue in that situation, because if he were to go home, he'd face the same thing in the UK. And, you know, that is just not very that's why some guys aren't going to come, you know, right away, because it's just it's really, really difficult to do that, especially on both ends. Now, you know, I guess just as a person who's involved in all this, wondering where we're all headed, you'd like to think if we got to a point where they're testing massively and quickly, that could be avoided. For example, if he came to any international traveler came to the U.S. and was given a test, a COVID-19 test upon arrival, and the test is negative, then why would you need to quarantine for 14 days? Because, you know, obviously you don't have it. At least you don't have it in that moment. And still you're expected to follow the guidelines anyway. You know, you're still trying to not be around people or, you know, in crowded places. So I'm hoping that those restrictions are eased with more testing and a rapid testing. Obviously, for sports to go on, they're going to need to have more testing. All of these sports leagues are going to be testing people, and they want to be able to do it as frequently as possible and as quickly as possible. So that requires us to get to a point where the tests are readily available and you've got an instant result. The PGA Tour, in at least the first couple of weeks, is not going to have an instant result. It's going to be 24 to 48 hours. So, you know, of course, that leaves a little bit of room there for, you know, uncomfortableness, because you're not going to quite know right away, and yet these guys are going to be out there in the midst of the action before the result comes. So, you know, obviously, if they're doing the right thing, hopefully they won't be contracting the virus. But that's what they're facing, and obviously, everybody's hoping that things ramp up and get better, because I think it's our way forward. I think it's our way forward with spectators, frankly. If you could test everybody, then that maybe allows for them to go to these events.
Yep. Well, that was a quick segment, Bob. We'll have to do this again. I appreciate you taking time and coming on with me. Good luck, and I'll check back with you. We'll see how things are progressing.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.